Hello, my name is David Amos, and in this short recording, I want to introduce you to the chapter on the legal environment. Given how all-pervasive law is, you will find links between this chapter and other chapters within this book, most notably the discussion on the political environment in Chapter 4 and the ethical environment in Chapter 7. As you'll see, businesses can influence the law, but at the same time, their behaviour is influenced by the legal framework within which they operate. Unsurprisingly, therefore, the chapter looks at a number of controversial areas relating to the law. Perhaps the most important of these is the level of law or regulation that there should be. This in itself is a reflection of the broader political debates about individual freedom and support for a free market. We also look at the related topic the manner in which law can influence behaviour, which in this chapter focuses on the legal structure of companies and the way that determines their actions. Finally, we also address a key theme of this book by considering the interaction between national and international law. This is exemplified by the current arguments in the UK about Brexit, but also the protection for international investors afforded by the Investor-State Dispute Settlement Mechanisms, or ISDS for short. The chapter itself begins by looking at sources of the law, including legislation, which is the law created by parliaments, cases, which is law created by judges, constitutions, which govern the functioning of nations, and treaties, which are agreements between nations on certain issues. Looking at this international dimension more closely, we consider the European Union as an international legal entity. We look at how its laws have an impact on its member states through the principle of direct effect and the context that the EU provides for the operation of businesses. We pick up the idea of the legal context for business when we look at the different forms of organisation that businesses can adopt. As you'll see, businesses can follow different models of ownership and control, with the different models being regulated in different ways. You'll see that there are a number of reasons why a business might take on a particular form. This can just simply be a question of size, with an individual more likely to work as a sole trader, whilst a larger business would be a partnership or company. There might, however, be broader external reasons which determine the legal status of a business. You'll see, for example, how the so-called gig economy can affect this decision. Inevitably, given their importance, this section of the chapter would largely focus on companies. In particular, it will consider the idea of separate legal personality, the separation of ownership and control within companies, and the influence that has on their functioning and purpose. We'll discuss how companies are legally required to act in the best interest of their shareholders, how that requirement can work to the detriment of social responsibility, and the suggestion by some commentators that different legal structures might change that behaviour. The chapter then looks at the broader issue of the social and economic arguments for and against regulation. As noted above, businesses can influence this either by direct political action such as lobbying, or through cases such as those brought through ISDS. The chapter ends with a case study which looks at how ISDS reflect the tensions that underlie certain aspects of the law. There are thus conflicts between the decisions of democratically elected governments and the legal needs of businesses. These tensions are also played out in the conflict between the law of nation states and that contained in international agreements, such as the proposed Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP for short. You'll see how these tensions have led to mass political action by citizens opposed to both TTIP and ISDS. These actions demonstrate how the law reflects the needs of different competing interests and the broader conflicts within society as a whole. The law is therefore a key element of the makeup of any society, and I hope you find this chapter to be a useful and interesting introduction to some of the key issues surrounding the legal environment. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this recording.